plastic smiles, plastic hearts in a plastic system. The legalist will come up to you and say, well, you got to keep this rule. You got to do this, touch not, taste not. And you say, man, get out of my face, because I live above the law, not under the law. I live above the law, not under the law. The law was made for the flesh creature, the flesh mind, the plastic, the unregenerated, the unaware, the ones who are not self-aware, the ones who can't introspect. Plastic faces, plastic smiles, plastic hearts in a plastic system. Hello? That's what you're in. Plastic music. Plastic everything. And now we got AI. Now we got AI. That's even worse. Now we got AI, the creation of man. Man made something in his image. Man made AI in his image. The alien is here. But it's you. Man made AI in his own image. What's that about? Plastic everything. Plastic news. Plastic education. Plastic medical system. Plastic everything. The food's not even real. If you go to the grocery store, 90% of the food is not even real food. It's just chemicals. And we know chemicals had to come from the ground, yeah. But it's not like evidently when you chew into an apple, on the outer part of the apple, there's some kind of chemical. No matter what you eat, what you drink, for the most part, it's got some kind of chemical to mess you up, to mess up your endocrine system, to mess up your digestive system, to mess up your whatever system they're attacking. It's really sad. Plastic food, plastic smiles, plastic faces, plastic system, plastic media, plastic AI, plastic. I mean, when I say plastic, you know what I'm talking about. Fake, artificial, mimicking the real thing. You sit down to try to talk to your wife, okay, and have a conversation, and she can't even have a conversation with you. She don't want to have a conversation with you. What's that about? If that's not narcissism to the hilt, and I'm talking about somebody that you went down and you made a covenant with before God, and they don't even want to have a conversation. Because why? Iron sharpens iron. They don't want to be sharpened. And it might be a saved woman out there who's been married to a man who didn't want to. That it was just all about the world, the flesh, the pride of life. I mean, all about running here, activities. The Bible says, be still and know that I am. They can't be still. They have to be moving, going, just busy doing something. You've been brainwashed, people. Plastic hearts, plastic minds, plastic talk even. It's plastic talk. Think about what I'm telling you. They're just repeating what somebody else said without even knowing what they're saying. It's kind of like when you're singing lyrics and you don't even know what the lyrics mean. It's the same thing. Why would you say something you don't even know what it means? You don't know if it's good or bad. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. It's insanity. just going about the repeat, the routine, because your mama did it, and your grandmother did it, and the great-grandmother did it. You're just doing it because they did it. You're doing it because your neighbors did it. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. People move to a city, get a good job, plastic corporate fake job, right? Fake everything. Fake money. The money's plastic. Money's not even real. It's digital money. It's printed out of thin air. So fake money, fake everything. So they take this job and they go to a corporate position. And then the holidays, so I'm looking at somebody across the street here. They go to the holidays to visit their family who they moved away from. And one of the reasons they would move away because they don't like being around them probably. Then they come back and put on their plastic face for 2 or 3 days, get on the airplane, travel, whatever they got to do. And then they go back to their plastic job and they had a plastic experience with their family they don't even like. That have totally different beliefs, and they get on their nerves, you know, sitting there at a table, eating that plastic food with their plastic paper plate and plastic silverware and all that stuff. And so they got this plastic life, and they'd go about it for year after year after year after year after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and then they're getting ready to die. Because they get some kind of cancer because of all the plastic. And their heart's not right, too. You know, the stress causes cancer. So all the repeat plastic reality that they've been living, they finally come to their old age and they say, is this all it is? And hopefully by the end, they cry out to God at the last minute. But, you know, who knows how sincere that is. It's all plastic, people. I mean, they're having plastic. They fly to see the family, and it's even though they're blood, they're still acting in a plastic manner. They're trying to put on some kind of pretend. Imagine being saved. You fly somewhere to visit your unsaved family. And they don't thank God. They don't put God first. They don't even think about God ever. They don't mention God. They don't say prayer over the food or anything, saying God. And they're not thinking they're not thinking in their mind. My point is, it's all fake. Your society is fake. Your whole world, your whole life has been fake. Your music is fake. Your culture is fake. Everything you've experienced your whole life is fake. If you can't sit down and have a conversation with your spouse without arguing and talk back and forth in a peaceful way, I told somebody at work one time, I said, you know, she was interrupting me when I was talking all the time. We're not really having a conversation, right? What do you mean? Because every time I start to say something, you interrupt me. Oh, I just don't want to forget what I'm saying. But she did get better at it. But my point is, it's plastic. If it's not a two-way conversation, it's plastic. If you're not listening, if you're not observing, listening, hearing, whatever, it's plastic. It's not even a real conversation. It's just a one-sided conversation. And if you're not listening, it's still one. Even if there is back and forth, but you're not, instead of saying, hey, I don't know what you mean, or what are you trying to say? But instead of getting offended, plastic relationships. A relationship is not all about fun and games. A true relationship is to push you higher to the next level. And it ain't going to be fun and games all the time on both sides. I shouldn't even be talking about this because it's a human heart should understand that if you have a plastic heart and you have a plastic life, that you're not right. But most people never even consider that they might not even be right, that they might be running on a program as a zombie NPC, and they will never, never even get it their whole life. They want to impress somebody. They're going to impress somebody that has to get up, take a shower, brush their teeth, use the bathroom, put their clothes, just like anybody else. You think I'm impressed with Elon Musk? Zero, zilch. He don't even have faith in God. His life is vain. It's vanity. He goes his whole life, makes all this money, and still hasn't found God. He worked himself to death. I mean, really worked a lot of people to death, probably, to be truth be known. He probably, he just slept at the factory, so-called, they say. But he worked himself to death, so-called, and never found God. What's that about? Just like Joe Rogan, he still ain't saved. If he got saved, would he really start speaking the truth? And he'd have to lose, if he starts speaking the truth, he'd lose his podcast because the world don't want to hear it. If you mention Jesus, the world's going to spit on you. I don't care if it's Joe Rogan or whoever. What if he gets saved? His podcast will go down because nobody wants to, the worldlings don't want to hear the truth because it's too convicting. Conviction of sin. Plastic truth, even, is being everywhere you look, is plastic truth because they don't want the real truth. They want a facsimile. They want a something that simulates it but is not it. It's called half truth. They want the half truth. They don't want the full truth. I don't know. No matter where you go, it's the same. It's sad, and the reason that people can't hear the truth is because they've been saturated with lies, half-truths. They don't even know. How could you live your life? How could you live your life in cognitive dissonance? See, truth never contradicts itself. So if you're not trusting in Jesus, then you're trusting in something, which is a contradiction. Because whatever you're trusting in, if it's not Christ, it's a lie, and a lie is always a contradiction. My point is, how can you live your life? Instead of seeking the truth, you're living in cognitive dissonance all the time. How can you live that way? And I remember dating a few women, and they would say, well, I have my truth. And you're like, what does that even mean? What do you mean, your truth? If it ain't Bible truth, it ain't truth at all. Your truth is not truth. Seriously, I remember that used to be a big thing. It's my truth. I don't know if it's still a thing or not, but it used to be. I have my own truth. What does that mean? There's absolute truth or there's no truth. So what she was saying, and more than one, I have my own truth. You're trying to win these people to Christ, and they're just thinking about a relationship, romance, or whatever, and you're trying to win them over. And you go out to dinner, and you say, well, what about the truth? Well, I have my own truth. That's when you get up out of the chair, and you walk, you call them a taxi or whatever, and you walk away, and you never call them back. Because anybody that says my truth, they have zilch in understanding. Zilch. I guess it's still a thing, I don't know, but there's nothing new under the sun, you know. But if you don't get up and walk away when they say I have no truth, call them a taxi, whatever, Uber. Say, see ya, don't look back, because anybody who's come to that, and I realize when they say I have my own truth, they've pretty much given up the fact that anybody else is, they're not going to listen to anybody else. They have become their own God. It's so bad. It's so bad. I don't even. It's so obvious that if I have to tell people, they should be able to see it. If you have to tell somebody how bad it really is, when we're talking about the heart of man and the culture programming that they're under, if you have to tell somebody, I can't imagine going home and the TV, as soon as you walk in the door, the TV's blasting. I can't even grasp that concept. Or you go in the door and the music's, the radio's on. Be still and know that. How do you hear from God if you always have noise on? How do you hear from God if there's always noise? How's it even possible? And then, if you get in that point, let's say you were married, and you get in that point where you don't want any noise, she's gonna say, "What's wrong with you? What do you mean? I never have noise. I'm always in meditation. I'm always in contemplation. I'm always thinking about the truth. How do you live that? Don't it just drive you crazy? No. Don't it drive you crazy that you never think about the truth? Don't it drive you crazy that you have all this worldly wisdom and noise in your mind? No wonder you are a basket case drama up and down, because that's all that goes in your brain. No wonder you're a basket case. That's all you think about is drama. It's so obvious, people. And about halfway through, people shut it down. They don't want to hear this. If they cut all the noise off, all their mental health problems would go away. For real. But they don't believe that. They have to believe what the psychological system has told them. Any kind of system is what they trust in, instead of trusting God and His Word. Be still and know that I am. They don't want to hear that. The reason they don't hear that is because if they're being still, they feel like they're missing out. It's sad.